This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Walsenburg was shaken up by two small earthquakes over a 20-hour span. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the two small earthquakes just 3 miles southwest of the southern Colorado city. A 2.3 magnitude quake happened around 11:30 Sunday night. A second, slightly larger one shook the area around 6:30 Monday morning. Both earthquakes are considered weak by the USGS. USGS geophysicist Jessica Sagala says Colorado rarely gets earthquakes.
Now, we don't have anything big like that, but you can pretty much get a magnitude 3 earthquake anywhere in the world. Again, like I said, it's kind of on the small side. We don't expect a lot of damage or any injuries.
The Walsenburg area has had a handful of small earthquakes since 2020. The Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says no assistance has been requested at this time. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The largest ever study of firefighter cancer is soon expected to top 50,000 participants. Here's Murphy Woodhouse.
Last April, the National Firefighter Registry for Cancer was shut down indefinitely in the wake of massive Trump administration layoffs at the Department of Health and Human Services. But it came back online in May, and in the years since, enrollment among firefighters has barreled along.
More and more firefighters, whether they're career, volunteer, or structural, or wildman, are recognizing that this is an issue in their profession.
That's Kenny Fent, a research industrial hygienist at the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, who oversees the registry. And he says that rising awareness is driving enrollment upward. Cancer risk among wildland firefighters is particularly understudied. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.